Uva looks at him, as one does at a person who has just said, "What are you doing?" to a man standing with a hammer action drill in his hand. "I'm drilling," he replies, scathingly. Parvana looks at the lanky one and rolls her eyes, and if it hadn't been for her belly, which testified to a willingness on her part to contribute to the survival of the lanky one's genetic makeup, Uva might have found her almost sympathetic at this point.
"Oh,"
says the lanky one with a nod. Then he leans forward and peers in at the living room floor, neatly covered in the protective sheet of plastic. He lights up and looks at Uva with a grin.
"Almost looks like you're about to murder someone."
Uva peruses him in silence. The lanky one clears his throat, a little more reluctant.
I mean, it's like an episode of Dexter,
he says, with a much less confident grin. "It's a TV series about a guy who murders people." He trails off, then starts poking the toe of his shoe into the gaps between the paving stones outside Uva's front door. Uva shakes his head. It's unclear to whom the lanky one was primarily aiming what he just said.
"I have some things to get on with," he says curtly to Parvana and takes a firm grip on the door handle.
Parvana gives the lanky one a purposeful jab in the side with her elbow. The lanky one looks as if he's trying to drum up some courage. He glances at Parvana and looks at Uva with the expression of someone expecting the whole world to start firing rubber bands at him.
"Well, the thing is, we actually came because I could do with borrowing a few things."
Uva raises his eyebrows.
"What things?"
The lanky one clears his throat.
"A ladder and an Eileen key." "You mean an Allen key?"
Parvana nods. The lanky one looks puzzled.
"It's an Eileen key, isn't it?"
"Allen key," Parvana and Uva correct at the same time. Parvana nods eagerly at him and points triumphantly at Uva.
"He said that's what it's called."
The lanky one mumbles, something inaudible.
"And you're just like, whoa, it's an Eileen key,"
Parvana jeers. He looks slightly crestfallen.
"I never sounded like that."
"You did so."
"Did not."
"Yes, you did."
"I didn't."
Uva's gaze travels from one to the other like a large dog watching two mice interfering with its sleep.
"You did," says one of them.
"That's what you think,"
the other one says.
"Everyone says it. The majority is not always right.
Shall we Google it or what?"
"Sure, Google it. Wikipedia it."
"Give me your phone."
"Use your own."
"Duh, I haven't got it with me, dipshit."
"Sorry to hear that."
Uva looks at them as their pathetic argument drones on. They remind him of two malfunctioning radiators making high-pitched whines at each other.
"Good God," he mutters.
Parvana starts imitating what Uva assumes must be some kind of flying insect. She makes tiny whirring sounds with her lips to irritate her husband. It works quite effectively, both on the lanky one and on Uva. Uva gives up. He goes into the hall, hangs up his suit jacket, puts down the hammer action drill, puts on his clogs, and walks past them both towards the shed. He's pretty sure neither of them even notices him. He hears them still bickering as he starts backing out with the ladder.
"Go on, help him then, Patrick,"
Parvana bursts out when she catches sight of him. The lanky one takes a few steps toward him with fumbling movements. Uva keeps his eyes on him as if watching a blind man at the wheel of a crowded city bus. And only after that does Uva realize that, in his absence, his property has been invaded by yet another person. Rune's wife, Anita, from farther down the street, is standing next to Parvana, blithely watching the spectacle. Uva decides the only rational response must be to pretend that she's doing no such thing. He feels anything else would only encourage her. He hands the lanky one a cylindrical case with a set of neatly sorted Allen keys.
"Oh, look how many there are,"
says the imbecile thoughtfully, gazing into the case.
"What size are you after?" asks Uva.
The lanky one looks at him as people do when they lack the self-possession to say what they are thinking.
"The usual size?"
Uva looks at him for a long, long time.